You teach, but you also write. You've written your book, A Refugee Story, and we were talking a little bit before we started taping about a new project that you're working on, which is fiction, but it draws upon your own experiences. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I'm working on, The Foreigners. That's my working title for it. I'm about halfway done. It's based on my friendship with the people who I met once I got to this country. I was a kid from Afghanistan. We had a kid from India, we had a kid from Thailand, we had a kid from Japan, we had a kid from Brazil, and then we had an American kid. And he seemed to fit in with this group of foreigners. And I'd always wondered how. And so that kid who I'm talking about is still my best friend. We've known his family. I call his family my mom, American mom and dad. And in fact, Christmas Eve, I spent time with them. And I had always wondered how he fit in. And so fast forward to when I'm in college at UT, he's in college at Southwest Texas, I get an email from him. And I'm reading the email, he's like, Haroon, I hope you're doing well in college, da-da-da. Guess what? Just wanted to let you know I came out to my parents. And the next line of the email says, yep, you've read that right. I'm gay. And when I read that email in college, that's when this story came about. I'm like, oh, that's how he fit in. He was a foreigner in his own land. He was treated like one. He probably went through the same prejudicial beliefs and nuances that all of us as foreign kids who are trying to navigate the American middle school society went through as well. So that's what it's based on. And I've finished about half of it, but because teaching takes priority, that's my real job that pays the bills right now. Because teaching takes priority, I don't have as much time to actually write it. But I'm hoping to finish that probably by summer this year. So whether we go back to 1988 when I was a kid or now, not a lot has changed. Kids are kids. All the things they pick on each other have taken on different forms. But unfortunately, the whole concept of bullying, kids picking on each other based on, I don't know, clothes, manner of speaking, cultural background, all that's still there. And that's what it tries to tackle in a positive way. So that's what I'm writing about right now.